Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
6 o'clock, Sports Radio 94, WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in on this Wednesday night. We got a lot to talk about. This email has some guests later on. We'll get you set pregame show for the Sixers and the Pelicans, the opener of the Sixers season. Of course, without Ben Simmons, I have a lot of thoughts on the Eagles with Jalen Hurts coming up later in the show. Some guests, Elliot Shore Parks. But I want to start with a phrase that has been uttered a lot here on WIP over the past couple months, past couple days certainly. And I've even said it, so I'll call myself out. But a phrase that I think that we've heard a lot. And if you're listening to the station and you know you're part of the station as a listener and a caller, you've probably either said it or nodded along and heard it as you're driving your car a lot when it comes to Ben Simmons and ultimately his exit from the Sixers. Because it's going to happen. I mean, whether it's today, tomorrow, a year from now, Ben Simmons' future is not here in Philadelphia. They're going to trade him. It's going to end. It's just a matter of how and when. But all I've heard and we've talked about, I think Howard might have been the first person to utter it. To me last year, and I think it's become a common thought, and I as the season starts tonight, I don't agree with it tonight. So the phrase is addition by subtraction. Ben Simmons, him leaving, him not being part of the team will make them better just by him not being here. Now, there's different levels to this. I think we realize in the playoffs and, you know, when games really, really matter in May and June, his deficiencies, yeah, just put anyone else on the court, it's probably going to be a little bit better than that. But this isn't the playoffs. And starting tonight, I don't believe the Sixers are a better basketball team without Ben Simmons. Now, I want to make this clear. I don't want him back. I don't think the Sixers should keep him. I don't want Doc Rivers and Daryl Morey groveling to him. I think Morey should have traded him in the summer. I was sitting here a year ago saying, trade him for Harden. Do anything you have to do to get James Harden and trade Ben Simmons. I mean, years ago, I was the guy sitting here saying, I don't think him and Embiid fit. This is not going to work long term. So this is not a I love Ben Simmons and I want him to stay forever type of thing. Now, I'm done with Ben Simmons. But in pro sports, you either get better or you get worse. I don't really even think teams stay the same. You either get better or you're worse. And maybe a month from now or 2 months from now, the Sixers will be better for all this Ben Simmons stuff because they'll have gotten back a guard that could play, a guard that could shoot, a guard that could guard other guards and stay on the court and be a two-way player. And maybe they'll get back draft picks and, you know, assets they could use for Daryl Morey to make this team better. Guess what? Right now, they have nothing for Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons is sitting at home, I guess in his house that is probably for sale right now. I mean, I don't know how many properties the guy has, but he's somewhere right now. He's not in New Orleans tonight with the basketball team. So he's not playing tonight. And as I look at the game tonight and the start of this season, I think we are collectively really excited for the Sixers to move on, just get rid of this guy, get him out of here. I don't want him here anymore. But I don't believe the Sixers are a better basketball team right now without Ben Simmons. 215-592-9494. Look, there are things Ben Simmons doesn't do well. We know that. Free throws, shooting, you know, basic things for a guard. But there are things, even as someone who wants him out of here, that I have to admit, and I think it's only fair to admit, he does do well. Ben Simmons is a facilitator. Ben Simmons does play really good defense, especially on the wing. And tonight when they're going up against Brandon Ingram, who's covering him? Not Ben Simmons because he's not on the team right now. Or he is, but he's not allowed to be there because he got himself suspended yesterday like a fool. And as we look forward the next couple weeks or months, and this could drag on a while. I mean, every every insider today is basically saying, buckle up, this might take a while, because Daryl Morey has no inclination of just swapping him out for nothing, and he wants to get a star-level player back. And I doubt that's going to happen, but this might take a while. So as we wait for this, guess who's going to lose in the long run? The Sixers. And us as fans. Because as I look at the basketball team, as they take the floor tonight, and we'll do the pregame later, and we'll have the starting lineups, I don't believe they're a better basketball team right now than they were when the season ended last year. I don't believe they're a better basketball team with Ben Simmons for nothing, literally nothing right now. And they could be a better basketball team a month or two from now if they trade Ben Simmons for, fill in the name, you know, a competent guard, a nice player, a good player, a pair of role players and draft picks, you know, assets they could use to properly rebuild the basketball team and get the right players around Joel Embiid. That could happen. In fact, I think that's probably going to happen eventually. They'll end up better off. But tonight, let's just put it this way. Start of the season, Ben Simmons is not going to be here, right? He's not going to play. I think there's a 0% chance Ben Simmons is going to play in the home opener Friday night. He's not playing tonight. Do you believe the Sixers are better off without Ben Simmons right now? Like, is it literally addition by subtraction? Because I've heard that uttered so many times on this radio station, and I had to catch myself as I heard it. I'm like, wait a second. I don't like Ben Simmons. I don't want Ben Simmons here. I can't wait till they trade him. This is a debacle that it shouldn't have gotten this far. But are they literally better without him? I don't think they are. Like, I look at their schedule. I look at their team and their win total and their projection. They're not better without him. They're not. Now, you want to come to me and tell me they're going to get X, Y, and Z back? I'll probably say, yeah, that'll make them a better team. But I'm talking about tonight. I'm talking about the start of the season. There's a couple months that might go by, maybe more. I mean, the trade deadline is probably around March. I mean, this could drag on a while. And I just don't see how this basketball team goes on the floor tonight and looks at themselves honestly and says, yeah, we're better right now. Like, you can kind of pretend you are, and you can say, we don't need that guy. And ultimately, he's not going to be here. But when this game starts tonight, and when the Sixers start their season, and based on what I feel, I mean, the excitement for the game itself and the excitement for the season itself, not there compared to recent years. Certainly not there compared to last year and what this team could be. But they're losing an all-NBA defender right now for nothing. They're losing a guy that would put in, you know, around 14 points a game or whatever. Not a great offense, but there's something. They're losing a guy that would rack up 7-8 assists and would grab 7 or 8 rebounds and would lead the break and would guard the best, you know, best perimeter player on their team. Not there. 215-592-9494. Maybe you are one of those people that have uttered, the Sixers are better off addition by subtraction without him. I don't buy it. I think we've gone overboard to try to convince ourselves this franchise, like this guy could just go home forever and everything will be fine. No, the Sixers have to turn Ben Simmons into an asset, which is why I was so upset last night with Daryl Morey and the Sixers where they're at, because effectively they're hurting themselves. Like, they're cutting their nose off to spite their face right now. To wait out a better deal, to make Ben Simmons sweat this out, to not give in, to all those things, to hope for a better return tomorrow than what they could get today, they're taking the court tonight as a lesser team. Like, the Sixers aren't as good without Ben Simmons tonight or Friday as they would be if he was playing. They're just not as good of a team. He's not a bad basketball player. Is he a frustrating one? Obviously. Is he one that hurts you in the playoffs because of the way the game changes and what you need to do to win in the playoffs? Yes, we've seen it over and over. But in the regular season, players like Ben Simmons help you win basketball games. There is a very important role in the NBA for players that will play a lot of minutes, play defense, rebound, you know, do all those things Ben Simmons does. Like, there's a role for that. And especially in Philadelphia, where we have a star player in Joel Embiid who quite simply doesn't play every game. So, like, there's been many games over the years where Joel doesn't play and Ben does. And he is one of their two best players, and a lot of times their best player on those nights Joel Embiid doesn't play. Now, like, think about the Sixers for a second, you know, and let's play this out. Next couple months, Joel has to miss 10 games, which wouldn't surprise anybody. It's been every year of the guy's career. That means there's no Ben, and that means there's no Joel Embiid, right? So, like, that's it. Like, the team is down if and when Joel goes down for a brief period of time. They're down their two best players. 215-592-9494. Do you believe the Sixers are better off tonight, start of the season, without Ben Simmons? Like, is this truly addition by subtraction? I don't think it is. I think the addition by the subtraction can come when Daryl Morey actually gets off his butt and makes a trade. But tonight, when they take the court, I don't think they're a better team. I think they're losing a player that has helped them win a lot of games over the years. 215-592-9494. Do you believe the Sixers are a better team without Ben Simmons as the season starts? Because that's where we're at. Like, Ben Simmons is not playing tonight. Ben Simmons is not playing on Friday. Ben Simmons is probably never going to play a game for the Sixers again, but it doesn't mean they're getting anything back today or tomorrow. It doesn't mean that Ben Simmons is suddenly going to, you know, turn into draft picks tomorrow. They have to make a trade. The Sixers have to figure out a way to make their team better using Ben Simmons. That's the job now of Daryl Morey. But him just sitting on the sidelines, watching from home, there's no way they're a better basketball team. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard. Let's go to the phone lines. Is this the Mitch Williams? All right, it's the Mitch Williams. What's up, Mitch?
What's up, Joe?
How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I'm doing better than Simmons is. And, Joe, I got to tell you, whoever you're listening to saying they're better without him, they are absolutely better without him.
How?
Do you honestly think you're going to get any kind of effort out of this guy in any way, shape, or form?
No, not at this point, Mitch. I mean, I think that ship has sailed. But I just mean the player, right? Like, he's not a great player, but he's been a good player in the NBA. And right now, like, they've lost a good player, and they've gotten nothing back right now.
Well, I can tell you this, Joe. There is – playing him would do absolutely nothing for his trade value. Nothing. They might as well send him home and hope he doesn't do anything to get hurt to where they can't trade him because of injury. His stock could not possibly fall lower than it is right now, and I mean that sincerely.
Well, I agree with you on that. But, Mitch, when they take the court tonight, that doesn't mean they're a better team. Like, I've heard a lot of people say addition by subtraction, just get him out of here. And I want him traded too, Mitch. Like, let's get rid of the guy. But, like, the team they put on the court tonight, it's not as good because they don't have anybody in his place.
Well, if you're trying to make the argument, are they a better team with the guy that played for them the last 3 or 4 years during the regular season? Yeah, they would probably be a better team with that player, but that player is gone. That player is so far lost. He is so disconnected from reality. He can't help this team win. He can only be a distraction.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that's where we're at. And Mitch, it's pretty ridiculous we've gotten to this point. I mean, this guy, they gave this guy $150, $170 million, and he's just been a complete dud. I mean, for what they paid him, for what they thought he'd be, and to where we are now, it's a disaster.
You want to know what he's going to end up being, Joe?
What's that?
He's going to end up being like a hashtag. Just every bad contract that is ever signed from here on out will be called a Simmons contract. Because this should teach people, you better do your homework on the character of players before you ever give them money.
Well, that's a great point. Mitch, always good talking to you, man. Have a great night. Mitch Williams chiming in. Well, Mitch is right about that, for sure. I mean, the Sixers erred not just that they paid the player, they erred in believing in the player. And nobody, I don't think there's one soul left in Philadelphia that's like, you know what, I'm a Ben Simmons guy anymore. That ship has sailed. Ben Simmons' fan club is gone. Come and gone. We don't hear from those people anymore. They've either turned and they've realized like they were rooting for a bum, or they have just gone away. We don't hear from the pro Ben Simmons crowd. But I can't pretend tonight when they hit the court against the Pelicans, they're better without him. They're just not. Like, and I don't, Daryl Morey can't think they're better without him. The Sixers can't actually think they're better without him. I think it's part of the reason why they're groveling over there to get him back on the court. Because until they get something for him, they're a worse team. 215-592-9494. Do you believe it's truly addition by subtraction? And when that game tips tonight, the Sixers will be a better player without Ben Simmons. I want to believe it. I want to like squint and say, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, everyone hates him. Cool. Who plays defense on this team on the perimeter like he does? Nobody. Who does the things well that he does well? Not really anybody else on this team. They're going to miss him until they get something back for him. It's just, I don't see how they're not worse about him. Tucker, what do you think? Tonight they'll play. The season starts tonight. They'll play again Friday. Trey's not coming any moment soon. So we're going to see life without Ben Simmons, but also without the whatever they get back. Do you think they're better without him?
As of right now, I think they are. Like, I know Ben Simmons offers a lot, right? Ben Simmons is an elite defender. He's a playmaker. He can run the break probably just as good as any player in the NBA. But this might be the first time we see a team truly built around Joel Embiid.
Shooters.
Joel Embiid.
shooters, right?
Yeah, him? I mean, there are going to be four shooters tonight in the starting lineup surrounding Joel Embiid. And this is the first time that Joel Embiid, a guy who was an MVP candidate last year, a guy who has been a top 10 NBA player the last 3 to 4 years, This is the first time the Sixers don't have to pretend that they aren't playing to his strengths. Right? This is the first time that Doc Rivers and Daryl Morey can sit down and say, you know what? We have this guy. Let's put four guys on the floor that can complement him. And I think it's going to make a world of difference. I mean, just think back to 2 years ago when they brought in Al Horford, right? And having just Al Horford on the team
Right. Really
hamstrung Joel Embiid. It really hamstrung this team. They had no idea what they were doing. There was no movement, no space on offense. And now, after he was gone, look what Joel Embiid did last year. And look what he's capable of now, right? Like having Tyrese Maxey, having Seth Curry and Danny Green and Tobias Harris out there in the starting lineup. Like I know they're going to give up a lot defensively, especially on the perimeter. But guess what? No one really plays perimeter defense anyway. And if you need that, then you can swap in Matisse Thybulle. Like I don't think this team is necessarily lacking elite perimeter defense, and it's going to hamstring them, you know, from here on out until they get somebody else in. Like I do think they aren't as versatile. I do think their size is certainly lacking. I mean, you're going to be starting three guys under 6'5" tonight against the Pelicans. That certainly is an issue. But at the end of the day, I think this team is just as skilled, and the fit is far better than it ever was before.
All right, so Tucker cites the fit. He says, yeah, it is addition by subtraction. 215-592-9494. Is this truly addition by subtraction? Do you think the Sixers are a better team tonight with Ben Simmons watching the game just like I'm watching the game and just like you're watching the game? Because he's not in New Orleans. He's not in uniform. I don't know where he is, but he's not playing in the game. I don't think they are. I think the Sixers are worse off until they make a deal and get something back in return for him. The roster they have tonight without Ben Simmons, I don't believe it's better. I think the addition by subtraction thing is us trying to convince ourselves that, you know, well, we don't need this guy. And they don't, but they need something in his place. That hasn't arrived yet. 215-592-9494. Barry is in West Philly. Hey, Barry.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Barry, what are you thinking?
You know what, man? I agree with you about 95%, but then again, it's that 5% that I see differently. It is addition by subtraction, but not by much. And what I mean by that is, yes, the Sixers are at a loss because they are losing an elite defender, just like you said. Ben Simmons is very good. He can get you some steals. You know, he's a great defender. You're absolutely right. But by him being gone and the mental stability that the team has, the cohesion that they are getting with him not being there, that says that goes a lot further than it would be if he was to be there and be and playing and still be a distraction. So I got to say, not by much, but it is addition by subtraction. I think that the other thing is, Daryl Morey blew this thing, man. He completely blew it. When he was trying to trade for Ben Simmons and he was asking for a king's ransom for this guy, I'm like, you don't have Harden. You don't have LeBron James. Realize who it is that you're trying to change, that you try to trade. Yes, he is an elite player, well, an elite defender, but he's got, you know, some holes in his game. Come on, man. But his asking price was astronomical. When I saw it, I laughed at it both times. So he's the main reason why we're going through this headache that we're going through right now, because he should have been traded months ago.
I agree, but Barry. But you and I are on the same page there. That you know, Morey, it was a bad situation Morey inherited. And then he could have ended it, right? This should have ended in the summer. We shouldn't be here right now. Barry, I appreciate the phone call. The fact that we're here right now, again, shame on Daryl Morey, because he's putting an inferior product on the court tonight. The Sixers are not as good of a team, the way I see it, as they were when they walked off the court last year. I mean, isn't the objective every year to get better, to be a better team? And sometimes that's internal improvements, and we'll see. Tyrese Maxey's going to get a bigger role and more touches, and I hope the kid has a great season. But you know, your roster evolves every year. And right now the Sixers roster stuck. And if it was the same roster as last year, you could say, all right, that's about the same. But they've lost an all-star and gained nothing. That's the bottom line. But whatever you think of Ben Simmons, he has had moments in the NBA where he's played well. And he does do some things that help team win. I mean, he does. He's been on the right side of a lot of winning basketball in the NBA. I don't want him here anymore. This isn't my plea to keep Ben Simmons. It's my plea to get other players for Ben Simmons. Like, tonight they'll take the court, and they are down one of their better players. I mean, typically when you look at an NBA game, you say, who are the three best players on each side? Who are the three best players on each side? And then you kind of go from there, and, you know, that will most of the time, guide how you who you think is going to win and who you think the better team is. That's really the way pro basketball works. And for the Sixers, they got a lot of wins out of Embiid, Simmons, Tobias. That's been what they've rolled with the last couple of years, and it's worked to enough of an extent that they win regular season games. And now their three best players are Joel, Tobias, and are we talking about Curry? Are we talking about Matisse? Are we talking about Maxi as a 21-year-old? It's not. That doesn't line up. The Sixers need to move Simmons. We all know this. They got to move quickly. But I look at it tonight and say, the whole addition by subtraction thing, I'm not really buying it. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Sixers tip tonight down in New Orleans. We'll have the pregame coming up in about an hour. But until then, let's discuss this. Do you believe the Sixers are a better team right now? Literally, addition by subtraction without Ben Simmons. I mean, Tucker's drawn up the spacing in there, trying to think about Joel Embiid with shooters. And I'm just wondering who's guarding Brandon Ingram. I'm just wondering how you take away one of the Sixers' best players and they get better without anything in return. Daryl Morey could have finished this. He didn't. So here we go. Now we get to have the experiment. We've all said it. We've all heard it. Oh, they'll be better without him. Just addition by subtraction. All right. We get to see it tonight. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. A lot to get into. Do you believe the Sixers are truly better tonight? Season opens without Ben Simmons. I don't think they are. I think the roster's worse until they trade him for something back. 215-592-9494 to hop in. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, Sports Radio 94, WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That's how you get aboard here on this Wednesday night. The season opener for the Sixers coming up 8 o'clock at the Pelicans. We'll have a pregame show coming up for you about 1 hour from now. Thoughts on the game, props, and people will hear how many points Tucker thinks his favorite player, Tobias Harris, will have tonight. So that's coming up about an hour from now. And we'll also talk to Sixers Adam, his thoughts on the game, the season, and the Ben Simmons situation. But we're starting off with the idea of addition by subtraction and whether or not this is actually real or something we've created to make ourselves feel better. I don't believe the Sixers are a better basketball team simply by Ben Simmons disappearing. I don't think they are. I mean, this player is flawed. I don't think he's a championship point guard. I don't think he is good enough to help the Sixers win a title. but he's helped them win a lot of regular season games. And he does do some things on a basketball court that are good. He does have some value. And I'm all for trading him for another player that has value and another player that can help the team. They've got nothing for Ben Simmons right now. This is literally subtraction for zero. Like, there's no addition. I don't think the Sixers is good without him tonight. I think this team is worse without Ben until they make a trade. Agree, disagree. 215-592-9494. Do you truly believe this is addition by subtraction and they'll be a better team with nobody, just him gone? I don't believe it. Joe's in West Philly. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, man? What's going on?
Joe, what are you thinking?
No, I don't think they're going to be a better team without him. No, I don't think. Of course not. You know what I mean? He do a lot of rebounding, pushing the ball. I mean, defense is underrated. He plays defense. No, I don't think they. I think if Maxey and Thybulle can take some, you know, big leaps and big giant steps this year, maybe they can stabilize it. But my thing with Ben, I think this is the first time in his life that you, in the basketball life, that you're told you're not good enough. The league, your team, your management, you're not good enough to pull off what you're trying to pull off. You're just not good enough, man. They can make the world move for Kevin Durant, James Harden, and those guys. You can make the world move around. You're not good enough for them to do that. You know what I'm saying? You get paid like they pay, yes. Your paycheck makes it theirs. You know what I mean? They got the money, the power, and the respect around this league to do what they can do. You know what I mean? You don't have money right now. That's what you're stuck at. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, this is probably, that's a hard lesson to learn. You know what I mean? I mean, when was he ever told he's not good enough?
Never. Joe, it's a good point. I mean, and I think that's why probably, you know, those stories came out after the playoffs when, you know, Doc said he wasn't sure if he was good enough to win a championship as a point guard.
Yeah.
And like, he's probably never been told that it's your fault or you're not good enough in his whole life.
Not at all. And I mean, that got to be a shock of his young life. I mean, it could be the shock of his young life. You know what I mean? You've been the number one player everywhere. I mean, you know, and you get an NBA, you're not even the best player on your team. You know what I'm saying? The league is, you know what I'm saying? The league is rejecting you. Nobody, no trade offers, none of that kind of stuff. Your management is finally telling you, bro, it's nothing weak. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's a sticky situation, but Ben just got to realize, man, you might have to just play your way out of it. You know what I mean? That might be your only option.
Yeah.
I mean, he's handcuffed himself to the Sixers. But what he's doing now, he's handcuffed himself to the team.
Right, what team's going to come up and offer a big offer
exactly.
for him now? I mean, nobody,
What could be better than Philadelphia right now? What are you looking for? Like, I mean, other players are looking for – what could you be looking for out here? I mean, you had it all in Philadelphia. How can the other team make you feel any better? You know what I mean? The same thing is going to arise, the same problems. It's just the same as something's going to follow you. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is part of him now, right? Like, all these teams are going to – like, everyone sees what's going on here. Everyone sees this.
Yeah. I think if he wanted to be traded, he'd be playing his way out. He'd be diving on floors and rebounding triple-doubles every night if he really wanted to play himself out. I think you're handcuffing yourself to the team with the shenanigans and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, what people want to think, well, 3 months later, there's nothing going on wrong. There's no, you know what I mean? You're creating a problem where there's no problem.
Right, and that's why, and Joe, I appreciate it, man. Good call. I mean, that's why if you listen to, you know, whether it be Stephen A. Smith or I heard, who was it, Doris Burke was on ESPN. Like, they're all kind of alluding to the idea this could take a while, that this isn't going to happen overnight, which really starts to worry me about this season. I have a bad feeling about this season with the Sixers. I don't think they're going to win 20 games and be a terrible team. They were the number one seed last year. But I don't feel good. I don't feel good about the direction this whole thing is going. It feels like the Sixers are very comfortable just, you know, waiting this thing out, even if it costs them games. Ben doesn't care. I mean, he'll just wait it out until they trade him. I mean, I don't see how this team's going to be better without him. Like, I hope Tucker's right. I hope they come out and it's bombs away tonight from the perimeter. Maxey has a big game, and Isaiah Joe starts playing well, and everyone, this is a perfect fit around Joel Embiid. Joel and shooters, and it's harmony. And we could all say, see, Ben was holding the back. I hope that's the way it goes. I don't buy it. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Frank in Doylestown. Do you think the Sixers will truly be better without Ben tonight? I don't think so. Frank, what's up, man?
100% I do.
How come?
All right, so first things first. What we don't have anymore is the 360 pass to no one because he got in over his head trying to drive the lane and has no clue where he's going. That's your turnover.
Yeah, I won't miss that. That's for sure, Frank.
Absolutely. Also, the lane's not being clogged up anymore. You're also going to find out what you have in Maxey, who I think is a very promising point guard. So he's more of a traditional point guard.
Mm-hmm.
And if he develops even like a medium to above average mid-range game, Where is he miss? I get he plays good defense, but he's rendered completely ineffective in the playoffs anyway.
Well, for sure. But Frank, this isn't the playoffs. And we know it. The regular season in the NBA is a different story than the playoffs.
These
are regular season games, and this is where, over the years, he has done some things, right? He's helped them win some games in the regular season.
But what's the other thing you're also not getting anymore now that Ben Simmons isn't around? I'll tell you. Hack-a-Ben. We don't have Hack-a-Ben anymore.
Mm-hmm. You're right. And that will be a benefit.
At Villanova, and as long as you do, you're still going to be in the game if you do the little things right. So without him, our free throw percentage goes up significantly. So what are you really losing?
Well, you're losing his defense and the playmaking ability. That's what you're losing. I mean, they don't have a defender on the roster outside of Joel, but obviously Joel's not going to guard guards on the perimeter. They don't have a perimeter defender that's even in his class. That's what they're missing.
I understand. I'm just saying the NBA right now isn't really a defensive league anyway.
Agreed. And that, right, the kind of impact, and Frank, I appreciate it, and I think it's a fair point. I mean, I'm not going to miss the 360 in the lane pass from behind his back. But let's also recognize this, okay? So Ben Simmons has had four full seasons under his belt in the NBA. He's averaged basically 16 points a game, 8 rebounds a game, close to 8 assists a game, and he's developed into one of the better defenders in the league. Those are facts. 16, 8, 8. One of the better defenders in the league. Someone has to do that, right? Like, we always like to make silly comparisons around here. Like, if Tucker just up and left, okay, up and left, like maybe someone would call on the show and say, "I didn't like that Tucker guy anyway. He made dumb points when he chimed in.
Only one,
or maybe many would say that, right? I didn't like when he answered the phone. He gave me attitude. Whatever you might say about Tucker, his jokes, didn't love him. Someone has to do his role here. He has a role." Like, he plays a role on this show and at this station. If literally no one sat on that side of the glass, this show wouldn't flow as well. In fact, I'd have to sit there, press the buttons, answer the phones. Actually, I don't know how I would do that. I'd just pop you up right away. I mean, it would lose the flow of the show. Like, Ben Simmons is part of the flow of the Sixers. Whether you love what he does or not, like, he's part of it. Someone else has to do these things tonight. And I just think we're hoping it doesn't matter. 215-592-9494. Chris, West Oakland. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, man?
Chris, what are you thinking?
We definitely are not a better team without Ben Simmons. And there's one thing that the previous caller failed to realize. Ben Simmons, for as much as he limited on offense, he creates a lot of three-point shots for other people. He comes down the court, full speed. They have the honor, and he kicks it out as a wide-open three. Now, in the playoffs, we don't get that as much, and hence why his game doesn't really help us in the playoffs. But in the open full-court game of regular season basketball, he helps a lot. And we've seen this. People forget. When we were in a bubble, we didn't have Ben Simmons, and we got swept. Like, swept. Basically the same team. I know we didn't have Steph Curry, but we got swept.
Yeah, right out. You're right. And Chris, they didn't play well even in those like 7 or 8 regular season games leading into the playoffs in the bubble. You're right about that. And Chris, you're spot on about the three-pointers he sets up. Like now, Maxey's got to get his own shot, and Curry's got to get his own shot. It's not like they're going to just be – Green's got to get his own shot instead of just waiting for a pass, you know, wide open.
Right. And we don't know what Maxey's going to be. He didn't play point guard in college. He's learning how to play point. We all think he's going to be a good player, but – we don't know that yet, and he didn't look that great in the preseason / summer league. So we're not a better team. I think we definitely got to get rid of him after everything that happened. I don't mind waiting until the trade deadline or whatever because his value can't get any worse. So, and teams are always look to improve, you know, once they realize they need help. Like if they're like Portland, for example, if they're the 8th seed. And they know that Dame is already itching to leave. They'll do something to keep Dame happy to try to get them, push them over the top. You know, I'd take CJ McCollum in the draft pick and maybe another player.
Oh, I would, like Chris. That. I would too. Yeah, I mean, I'm at the point now. That kind of trade was floated in August. People didn't want to do it. Chris, we appreciate the phone call. I would do that tomorrow. By the way, Ben Simmons, since he got to the NBA, the Sixers are 178-97 when he plays. 178-97, like. There's obviously flaws to his game, and there's a reason why I don't think he's going to win a title as a top three player on a team. Like, if he wants to go somewhere and rebound and run the second team point and facilitate and being a late career Andre Iguodala at some point? Yeah, I mean, he could be on a championship team, sure. I mean, almost any good player could end up as a fourth player on a really good team and win. That's fine. I don't think Ben Simmons is ever going to be a top player on a top team. Never going to happen. But for this team this year, I think they're worse until they get something back for him. This whole addition by subtraction thing, I think it makes us feel better. I think it's a fun phrase to say out loud. Like, they're better off with him. Addition by subtraction. Well, most of the time in the NBA, you take all-star caliber players off teams and you replace them with zero. They don't actually get better. I mean, the only evidence we have is like when a player gets hurt, he goes away, right? There's no replacement. You just can't create a replacement. I mean, trades happen, and the Sixers could certainly trade Ben tomorrow and get better. I think that's probably how this is going to end, but they don't have that trade yet, and he's not going to play tonight. And I don't know who's guarding Brandon Ingram. Maybe your boy Tobias? Who's guarding Brandon Ingram tonight?
No one in the starting lineup.
Well, that's an issue.
I mean, the issue is you have Tobias Harris, who is a subpar defender, right? I think Danny Green's an above-average defender, even at his advanced age, but he's too small, right? He's only 6'5". Brandon Ingram's 6'9", 6'10".
Yep.
It's going to be an issue. Like, that's the one mismatch. And obviously, you have Thybulle off the bench. I think he's going to see a lot of minutes and probably could unseat either Green or Curry as far as getting 35-plus minutes a night if they need to cover someone of Brandon Ingram's ilk. But, yeah, I mean, just matching up starting lineups, that's one thing. Like, Ben Simmons not being here, you don't have someone on the perimeter who can defend. Like, you have Green, you have Curry, you have Maxey. You have three guys under 6'5 in your starting lineup. And then you have Tobias Harris, who is slow and doesn't play great defense. You have Joel Embiid, and as much as Joel Embiid makes up for other people's weaknesses by being an elite rim protector, he can't do it all. And you don't want him playing 38 minutes a night strictly to shut down Brandon Ingram, because he does a million other things that you need him to do, not just now in October, but again in April, May, and hopefully June.
Let's talk to Mark, who's in Blackwood. What's up, Mark?
How you doing?
Good, Mark. What are you thinking tonight?
So, you know what? It's hard to answer the question, and I'll say this. I can't answer the question until I see this team play without him for a few games. Because if they win tonight and they win and beat the Nets on Friday night, I mean, a lot of people are already saying, then who? But if they go 2-0, you know, right out of the gate, people are going to forget about it. I think that – I don't know how many games they won last year. I can't recall. But I would imagine that if they played without Ben Simmons for the entire season, they probably wouldn't win maybe 4 or 5 less games. They're still a playoff team. And at the end of the day, he is 100% without question a liability in the playoffs. He's not going to help you there. So there's a lot of bad basketball teams in the NBA right now. So they're going to win their fair share. They're going to make the playoffs. Whether they're going to be a one seed or not is to be determined. And then the thing everybody's forgetting about is the amount of money that he makes. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is a component of someone else's team, and maybe even the Sixers. But not for the money that he makes.
Oh, Mark, you're totally right on that. Like, yeah, obviously he has a career in the NBA, and he'll be in the NBA for a long time, assuming he wants to play basketball. But you're right. Like, he was paid as a max player. Like, he was paid to be a top two guy on a title team, and he's not even close. Like, he's not worth that money. And just to answer the question you were kind of saying there, Mark, they won 49 last year of 72, right, because it was shortened season. So, yeah, I mean, whatever that would be, a 53, 54, 55 win team over 82. I think you're right. They're worse, right? It's not appreciably worse, right? They're not going to be a lottery team. But I think there's a drop-off. I mean, we'll start seeing it tonight. I hope there's not. But I do think until they get something back for him, they're not as good of a roster right now.
Well, the only thing I would say is that where the thing they're going to suffer the most is on rebounds. I don't even think it's going to be defense. I don't think it's going to be assists. I think he just hands the ball off to a lot of folks. But I think they're going to suffer a little bit from a rebounding perspective without him.
They will, yeah. I mean, certainly, other than Tobias, and Mark appreciated. I mean, I know they have Andre Drummond now, who's a rebound machine, but he and Joel better not be on the court at the same time. Like, other than Tobias, who rebounds on this team, right? Who's good? You know, other than the centers, right? Joel and Drummond will get a lot of rebounds. Tobias gets his fair share of rebounds, but that's it. And Ben would get his fair share. I mean, he'd get 8, 9, 10 in games. And like what he does, Ben is such a different kind of player that he does a few things at a high level. He doesn't do the most important thing at any level. So it's very easy to just say, whatever, get this guy out of here. But like someone else has to do the jobs that he did, and they don't have anybody right now, unless you're just anticipating Thybulle's going to get so much better that he could. Like, can Thybulle play 30 minutes a night? Can he play 32 minutes a night? So his defense
against the Pelicans, possibly.
Yeah, maybe. Like that, so his defense is out there the whole time. That would take a big chunk out of, okay, who's guarding this guy? Well, I'll just put Thybulle on him. He's that good. But if Thybulle's the same player he was last year offensively, he can't play that many minutes. He's a liability. So, I mean, can Maxey start really ramping up his scoring? I mean, and kind of whatever Ben would provide, just make up for that? Maybe. Maybe he can. We got to see it. We got to see it starting tonight. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to DR, who is up on WIP. Hey, DR.
Hey, good evening. Nice to speak to you guys.
You too, DR. What are you thinking tonight?
Yeah, so in short, here's the deal. I think tonight they won't be better, and they'll probably miss Ben. But in the long run, I'm excited for several reasons. Number one, I definitely think Thybulle brings the same thing that Ben does at a lower cost, which is very important. So I like his mindset. And then Maxey, I think those two guys, they got the potential. They can easily make up the 16 points that Ben brings to the game. So I think for the long run, I like the potential, and I'm excited about the young guys. I think they elevated. I think they'll be a lot better than what Ben brought to the table.
Yeah, I do think Max has got that kind of potential to score like that. I do. I like him, and he put on, looks like, some muscle and some weight this offseason. I think he's got the potential to be a really nice player.
Yeah, and so one other thing I think that people are forgetting is the chemistry. I mean, you cannot tell me that the way Doc been covered for the guy last year and everything like that, that he has not created animosity. That's like in a workplace. You can't treat other personnel different, regardless if it's basketball. So right now, if they were to let Ben play ball, you can't tell me the majority of players are not going to be affected just by the treatment that Ben has been provided by the leadership. So between the Sixers leadership and the Eagles leadership, I don't know why they get this guy, Max Dill. That should have been done with him 3 years ago. And for now, they got to pay the price.
Yeah, they do. DR, appreciate the phone call. What to watch for here? Sponsored by Xfinity. Xfinity, the fast internet in Philadelphia, and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. Well, I'm watching to see the starting lineups for tonight, who the Pelicans have out there, who the Sixers do. The line on the game, by the way, the Sixers, they were favored by 3. The number went to 4. Earlier today, the Sixers are currently about an hour and a half, 3.5-point favorites tonight on the road against the New Orleans Pelicans. So we'll get to the pregame coming up in about a half hour and give our thoughts on some of our favorite props. I know Tucker's going to go over on Tobias Harris points, right? Is it
the year of Tobias?
It's probably not. If I'm being honest, is it really the year of Tobias Harris?
I mean, can we finally expose this fraud for what he is? That's the one benefit of not having Ben Simmons here. There's no one he can hide behind now, right? People tend to forget that Tobias Harris also failed to show up and laid a complete egg in that Atlanta Hawks series. But because Ben Simmons was basically taking 95% of the fire, no one noticed. I mean, here's the deal, Tobias. Like, this is your shot. If you want to have people stop calling you a loser, which I feel like most people have been doing, not just me, show up tonight.
Well, I mean, you're the only one that called. You said you traded for a washing machine.
I still stand by that.
Yeah, I know. I feel like you were just reading from the Ben Simmons pamphlet of why he's upset, right? Joel Embiid turned the ball over 5 or 6 or 7, 8 times a game in that playoff series. Tobias Harris was about as good as a washing machine. Who got all the blame? Ben got all the blame from everybody, and including me, because he stunk in that series. 215-592-9494. Look, the Sixers will take the court tonight without Ben Simmons. As of now, they have 0 in return for him. I don't know when they're getting anything in return for Ben Simmons. This may drag on a while. Do you think they're better off without him? Like, is this literally addition by subtraction? Take him off the court, put anybody else on the roster on the court, and they're better. I don't see it that way. I think until Daryl Morey makes a trade and finds a way to turn Ben into some assets here, that could be draft picks that he flips for players. That could be players and draft picks, whatever it is. I mean, he could hold out hope he's getting a star. I don't see it happening. But whatever the deal is, then I think the Sixers can become a better team post-Ben. But right now, they have basically lost Ben Simmons, as of this moment, for nothing, for 0. I think it makes them a worse team. How about you? Eric is in Brewball. Hey, Eric.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Eric. What are you thinking?
I heard on the TV today that they believe that Daryl Morey is a genius, and he's trying to wait till the end of the season. He's going to pull off a trade for James Harden. I don't imagine that this is real, but this is what they're thinking is really going on. that he's holding on to Ben Simmons, going to have him sit out the entire year in hopes that Harden, by not signing that contract in New Jersey, will come over to the Sixers.
Yeah, you know what, Eric? We're going to play it in a minute here because I heard the same thing today. It was Stephen A. Smith who brought it up. And, Eric, I got to tell you, it feels like we've gone to a point now where we're just trying to create scenarios where, like, we can make everything make sense. Because could you imagine if this lasts a whole year on the hope that Harden wants to come here a year from now? It would just be crazy.
Yeah, I agree. I think it would also be crazy. But, I mean, if it works, doesn't make him look like a genius.
Well, for sure, right? Like, if they end up with James Harden, I think we'll be okay with it. And Eric, I appreciate the phone call. So we Stephen A. Smith today was on, I guess it was on First Take. So he is talking about the how this is going to play out. Ben Simmons, and really the premise is, I think the conversation was, how long will this whole thing last? Will this be in the next couple of weeks they settle the whole thing? Will it take longer than that? So Stephen A. Smith kind of alluded to the idea that we should probably buckle up for a long term thing with this Ben Simmons thing, because Daryl Morey is playing not just the long game. Daryl Morey is going to play the really long game with Ben Simmons, and he's going to wait until he's got it. He's going to wait till he's got the trade for a superstar in exchange for Ben Simmons. So here's Stephen A. today with maybe the wackiest theory that I've heard on how this Ben Simmons thing ends.
If you're Daryl Morey and them, you have options. So your option of Ben Simmons possibly sitting down for the year, I think, let me tell you why that makes sense. Because if you sit Ben for the year, right, and James Harden tells Brooklyn, I want out and I want to go to Philly with Daryl Morey, bam, that's what you can do. James Harden is not going to do that right now. He's not going to do that in the throes of this season. But at the end of the season, if things don't work out, could James Harden decide to do that, to reunite with Daryl Morey? You're damn right. Is Daryl Morey banking on something of that magnitude? You're damn right he is. And so as a result of that, that's another incentive as to why you would want Ben Simmons to try and come back. Okay. Because you have options, but the options might be a bit delayed.
A bit delayed? A bit delayed. Would this be the longest time between player trade request and trade in the history of sports? Like, Ben Simmons requested out of here in this past summer. But I got Stephen A. over here saying, maybe before next season we'll figure this out and it'll be harder for Ben Simmons. Next year? We're going to do this for a year and a half? I mean, I got to tell you. I mean, I do enjoy talking Ben Simmons with everybody, but can we do this for a year and a half? I mean, remember we did the Wentz thing for 2 months and it felt like I was exhausted afterwards? Like, will they trade him? Should they trade him? Could they trade him? Will they get back? Ah, blah, blah, blah. And I felt like just like, I just needed a nap after the night they traded Carson Wentz. We're going to do this for a year and a half? Like, is Stephen A. taking us into consideration here, Tucker? I don't think he is.
No, I think it's a selfish move on his part, not thinking about us.
Yeah, like, he's doing this every day, but, like, he gets to bounce around topics, right? He gets to talk about the Cowboys. No, like, if this lasts a year and a half, that's a lot of Ben Simmons talk. I am not up for it.
Would you do it?
So what's the scenario? I know I get James Harden next season if I just take dynamite to this
season?
Wait
a year. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it would be taking dynamite to this season, the way I view it.
100%.
Yeah. Yes, I would. I would. Now, will the Sixers, and they don't have a guarantee. They'd be guessing. They'd be hoping.
Right.
Does Daryl Morey have the stomach for that?
I don't know. He's been pretty patient so far.
Yeah, he has. He has been very patient. I know I don't have the stomach for it. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. We'll come back. Your phone calls. Do you believe the Sixers are truly better, addition by subtraction, starting tonight without Ben Simmons? I don't. I think they're a worse team. Now, they could be better when they trade him and get something back for him. But right now, tonight, they're worse. They took one of their better players off the roster and suspended him because of his nonsense. I think they're a worse team for it. 215-592-9494. Is this truly addition by subtraction? And we got to talk on the other side about players, coaches we couldn't wait to leave Philadelphia. We'll hit that next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.